I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's called SCOM, but the official name is Secure Communities. It's a federal program that makes it easier for immigration agents to gain access to local jails and detain people suspected to be in the U.S. illegally. Supporters say it lets local and federal officials cooperate on immigration enforcement, but criticism of SCOM is growing, with cities and entire states, including California, now resisting the program. From the public radio collaboration Fronteras, Adrian Florido filed this story.
We are in San Diego County's Central Jail. It's where suspects are booked and, for years, have had their fingerprints checked against FBI databases. Straightforward stuff until 2008. That's when the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, entered with a program called Secure Communities. As Captain Daniel Pena explains, now the FBI and ICE are informed of arrests.
They'll be able to review those records to see if there's anybody that they have any interest in terms of what immigration violations or things of that matter.
If ICE believes someone in custody might be deportable, it sends a request to have that person, including someone who might otherwise be released, held in jail until an immigration agent arrives. That period shouldn't exceed 48 hours. It's a program that's helped ICE deport nearly 2 million immigrants since President Obama took office. But here in California, there's resistance to Secure Communities because of stories like Felipe Porcayo's. Last year, his 23-year-old son was arrested after a fight broke out at a park in San Diego.
Se le investigó todo y que él no participó en eso y no tuvo nada que ver en eso.
He says police determined his son wasn't involved, but ICE asked that he be held in custody. Next, he was deported. John Rodney, with the California Immigrant Policy Center, says this is a common story when it comes to Secure Communities.
The original intent of this program was to focus on people who do have serious convictions. But when we look at these 100,000 Californians who've been deported, we see that about 7 out of 10 did not have what immigration itself considers to be the most serious offenses.
Immigrants are marching here!
Now, politicians and activists are calling on California's legislature to pass a bill that would address this. Viviana Gonzalez, an undocumented immigrant, addressed a recent rally for the bill in the city of Escondido, near San Diego.
We're pushing for the governor to sign the Trust Act this year because it's important. Communities like Escondido have seen the brunt of what it means to not have something that protects immigrant families.
The Trust Act would require local jails to ignore ICE's request to detain immigrants for deportation unless they have prior violent convictions. The bill's called the Trust Act, by the way, because its sponsors say it'll restore the trust that's been lost between police and many immigrants who fear that contact with the cops, even calling 911 or cooperating with investigations, could trigger a deportation. San Diego's police chief and other cops back the Trust Act, but California's Sheriff's Association opposes it, as its lobbyist Aaron McGuire explains.
You get a request from a federal law enforcement agency and to say that you should basically willfully disobey or not cooperate or to thwart that request from law enforcement puts local law enforcement into a difficult position.
Still, cities across the U.S., including Chicago, New York, and recently New Orleans, are also refusing to honor ICE's requests. ICE officials didn't agree to be interviewed for this story, but they emailed a statement saying the agency's priority is to deport people who threaten public safety. But Jose Ucelo says his story suggests otherwise. He's a Southern California day laborer who says when he tried to collect his pay from the man who hired him, the man accused Ucelo of trying to rob his house. Ucelo was arrested, but not charged in the end.
Y ya cuando supuestamente, mi caso criminal ya no tenía nada que ver con las autoridades.
Ucelo says that despite the dismissed charges and no prior crimes, he remained in ICE custody. It took a lawyer thousands of dollars and months to get his deportation case closed. The Trust Act aims to avoid ordeals like this. Governor Jerry Brown vetoed the bill last year, saying it needed to ensure violent criminals wouldn't be released from custody. A new version of the bill now awaits a vote in the state Senate before reaching the governor's desk for a second shot at his signature. For The World, I'm Adrian Florido in San Diego.
Adrian's report is part of our Global Nation coverage, looking at stories of a changing America and its people.